like you could walk out right now.
I thought it was another commercial. I thought, man, who picked this for their commercial band? Yeah.
You are in so much trouble right now, Mike. If you had any clue.
God, who is that?
All right, let's go to
Debbie
Mary.
Isn't that Debbie Boone? Is it?
Oh, calling from Scottsdale, says she's new to the area. Welcome, Mary. New from where?
Thank you. I'm from the North Carolina coast.
Nice.
Yes.
Mike, aren't you flying there today?
Yeah, I'm actually going to Charlotte a little later this afternoon.
Where are your parents?
They're in Charlotte.
In Charlotte.
But I'm spending a week up in Asheville, in the mountains.
Oh, how lovely.
Oh, I can't wait.
You'll have a wonderful time.
It's going to be a blast. I can't wait.
So, good. Well, happy Father's Day. It will be for your whole family.
Oh, yeah.
Coastal North Carolina to Scottsdale, Arizona.
Yes, yes. My question has to do with termite contract. Along the coast in North Carolina, it's very important that you have a termite contract for your house. And I wonder if that's recommended for a house in the Scottsdale area, too.
It's funny. A lot of people that move here from the south think, well, it's desert. We don't support that kind of life. But what you need to know as a newcomer to Arizona, there's two kinds of houses in Arizona. A house that has termites and a house that's going to have termites. Those are the only two that are in Arizona. So you probably, under the purchase agreement, the real estate purchase agreement, got a termite inspection. Welcome to Arizona. You need to find RosieOnTheHouse.com. And whatever you like to get done in, out, about, or around your house, home, castle, or cabin, you use the Rosie Certified Contractors right there, Scottsdale. You've got Blue Sky Pest Control, you've got Action Termite Control, and you have MasterTech Pest Control. All three great companies that can make sure you get taken care of.
Under the extermination category, and I think if you look under landscaping, you might find Think Green Irrigation Landscape. I don't know. It's been a little while since I've been there. Are you there, Bill?
Yeah,
I think so.
I checked.
For the last 12 years, 13, something like that. Let's move to Mesa and bring Sam into the conversation. Wants to talk mulching. Welcome, Sam. Who set their phone down and is
getting another cup of coffee.
So hang tight. We will try. In the meantime, we're going to skip down to Tucson and welcome Beth to the program. Welcome.
Good morning.
Yes,
ma'am. Good morning. I have a potted Myers lemon. I think it's a dwarf, but the leaves are turning yellow. What did I do wrong?
Are you overwatering it? That's one question. Yeah, how does that pot drain? Does it drain really well? Is it heavy soil or is it light?
It has the correct soil because I bought the best because I really like my lemon.
Good.
But I think it only has one drainage hole in the bottom. And
that was my fault.
Oops.
Sorry.
We want to make sure you don't overwater it. Lemons, all citrus, don't like to have their feet wet. You know, they don't want to be sitting in moist soil all the time. They like to dry out a little bit. And folks don't always know that trees and plants need oxygen at their roots just as much as they need water and as much as their leaves need carbon dioxide.
And so, they don't get the oxygen when it's wet.
If it's saturated, it's soggy, it's squishy, it's anaerobic, it's not good for the plant. So just occasional waterings, keep it moist, let it dry a little bit between waterings, light fertilization. I mean, usually it's the basic, usually something simple. I don't go to all the extremes before I make sure we clear up the basics first. So if it's dry, give it a little bit of water. See if it responds. If it's wet and you're prone to overwatering it, back off a little bit. See what happens.
And that's where you bring in the sacrificial probe. You have a designated screwdriver. Works great to go out there after watering and probe down because, you know, it may look wet on top, but if it's not getting deep, it's not watering. And it's very, very deceitful how It can sit on top.
And if it's a container and it's really loose soil, you just might need to get your hand in there and you know, get down there and see if you feel moisture in there down below the surface.
All right. Still on topic of citrus, we're going to move up to Mesa now. He wants to talk about prolonging the life of an orange tree with Richard. Welcome, sir.
Good morning.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, my orange tree is, well, it's pretty old. It's about 30 years. We don't know for sure because that's how old the house is. But it's a Valencia, I believe, and I'm still getting oranges, and I'm making juice. I think it's not quite as sweet as it used to be, and I have two questions. Is it how long can you actually keep using the oranges, and what about watering now this time of year for it?
Well, it's getting hot, so we're going to want to be doing a really deep watering and make sure you're giving it enough water. I mean, a mature orange tree might need several hundred gallons of water when you water it, to water to a 3-foot depth. And then don't water too frequently, as we just said. I have clients who have orange trees that are part of old groves in portions of Arizona that have been there for many, many, many decades. And yes, sometimes they start going into decline after that. And I think a certified arborist would be a good choice there if you need to see if that tree is worth saving. You know, keep the dead wood out of it, keep it watered, just do all the basics. But they do have finite lives. I mean, eventually it's just time to say goodbye.
I was going to give you a hard time earlier when you were talking about, back to our topic of lighting.
Oh, yes.
You had mentioned online shopping, and we're not a huge fan of that. We like to stay local. We like to stay. True. But you mentioned Focus Industries, and I looked them up. American made. So yes. I'll give you that one.
I redeemed
one.
Myself.
And if somebody wanted to get a hold of you, Think Green Irrigation and Landscape.
ThinkGreenAZ.com, the website, and a phone number, 480-922-9497.
Bill Jenkins, we'll look forward to seeing you next month.
Take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.